Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, the 4th of July isn't until next week, but the holiday weekend for many people begins a lot sooner. To take a look at the weather forecast, we're joined this morning by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deborah.
So a lot of people are going to head out of town today. What's the forecast like for the drive today and tomorrow?
So today looks like basically a partly to mostly cloudy kind of day. You'll notice the humidity increasing during the day. Temperatures will get into the lower 80s. If you're headed to northern New England, it will be cooler. Temperatures there holding in the upper 60s along the mid-coast of Maine to the mid-70s as you move into the lakes region of, say, New Hampshire and Vermont.
And what about tomorrow? It's my understanding it's going to be humid tomorrow.
That's right. So the humidity increases today and really peaks tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. We'll have dew points getting into the 60s and low 70s. So tomorrow, there may be some scattered showers again. If you're headed north, a better chance for showers and thunderstorms. If you're headed towards Cape Cod and the islands, much less of a chance of showers and thunderstorms. There'll be some sun in and out. It's not a great day tomorrow, but it's not a washout. The heaviest showers will be up across the mountains of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
What about the weekend itself? Here in Boston and, you know, in some of the outlying areas that folks may be traveling to.
As we look at the weekend, we're looking at sort of a split time frame between Saturday and Sunday being the humid days, Monday and Tuesday, Tuesday obviously being July 4th, being less humid. All of those days are going to be warm. We'll be in the upper 80s to low 90s here Saturday and even possibly on Sunday. As we head for Monday and Tuesday, temperatures fall back a bit, mid to upper 80s on Monday and then into the lower 80s for July 4th. July 4th right now actually looking pretty stunning. It could be unbearably hot and humid, but right now it's looking similar to what we've seen the past couple of days with temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s, lots of sunshine, low humidity, really a winter.
So really no rain in the forecast for the next few days.
Other than the showers that we may see overnight tonight, again, those pop-up showers Friday, Saturday, and especially Sunday, there really isn't a lot of rain in the forecast per se. And we really lower the risk almost to nothing as we head from Monday and Tuesday in terms of rainfall.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.